Well, bless the Lord. We have 40 now. I think we have more. There was lots of static and noise on the line, so I didn't hear very well this morning. I'm sure we have more than 40 states, but I got the names of 40. We have several from Ontario, Canada, and Mississauga, and Saskatchewan, and then our dear friend from Belgium. And I'm going to be in Belgium in March. I'm going to be in France in March and Belgium in March. I've been really waiting on you guys to get here and for us to pray today. Of course, we have lots of things to pray about, but we have to pray, first of all, as it is written, and I'm going to read it this morning in the Amplified Translation. First of all, then, I admonish and urge that petitions, prayers, intercessions, and thanksgivings be offered on behalf of all men, for kings and all who are in positions of authority or high responsibility, that we may pass a quiet and undisturbed life, a peaceable one in all godliness, reverence, seriousness. For such is good and right and pleasing and acceptable to God our Savior, who wishes all men to be saved and to perceive and recognize and discern and know precisely and correctly the divine truth. So here in the United States of America, there's been a real war, as we all know, to get us to be politically correct, to not recognize our founders, to not recognize this basis of the Bible that we're built upon. And I'm sure Canada probably knowing the same thing. But we have a president that God has caused to be elected. And if you've got my book, first of all, and the Awakenings, we trace in it even how Donald Trump's mother was part of a great awakening. Now, I got a telephone call from Max, and you all know who he is. And this was some days ago. It was before Christmas, and just before Christmas. And he had had a visitation, and the Lord had told him that we must pray. There were plots planned to bring bad things during the holidays and New Year's. Maybe this was just before New Year's. So he texted me and gave me some links to some plots that were thwarted in Virginia and in California, and there must have been others as well. And so your prayers stop those things. We talked about it on this prayer call, how we were to pray through the holidays and stop the plans of evil ones. And now the Lord also spoke to him about Donald Trump's enemies and the impeach Donald Trump movement. He said to Max, there are many enemies of Donald Trump in Washington, D.C., and indeed they are around the country. Now, there's a movement which was started off by a man named Tom Steyer, I believe it is. He's from California, a hedge fund billionaire who plans to run, may run for the U.S. Senate seat in California. All of you guys in California, we're counting on you to believe God and to speak to the heavenlies in your authoritative position to stop any evil spirits that would be coming down and working through men. We know how they work through men. It is said that in Ephesians chapter 2. Against the, you know, that would come against our right to what 1 Timothy 2:4 says. Men who are free to know and correctly know the divine truth. And so those things that are against it, we stand against it with our authority. Now, it was just fast, like you could snap your finger. Just as soon as I heard him talk about the enemies, and especially in particular this impeach Donald Trump movement, Tom Steyer, or Steyer, whatever his name is, he has launched a campaign and he has 1 million signatures to impeach the president, and so he has an aim now of getting 4 or 5 million to sign the petition. So Fox News says that, that they've not been able to pinpoint anything else, so they've moved this. These are the enemies of Donald Trump. I'm not saying a political party. I'm not saying anything like that. It's just the enemy of God who does not want us and men to discern and know precisely the correctly the divine truth. Now, immediately, fast as you could snap your fingers, the Lord gave me the scriptures that can stop this. And we can. We have the authority to do so. The first one he gave me is one that I use often when I preach on the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 2:6. 1 Corinthians 2:6. I want you to look these up later. This is in the King James Version. It's speaking of when they are among, when Paul is among mature Christians, he reveals to them the wisdom and plans of God. So first, not to babies, but to mature Christians. So here in 1 Corinthians 2:6, it is written, "Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect," King James says it means mature, "it is not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world," and here's the phrase, "that come to naught." It's speaking of the evil princes of this world, specifically evil spirits in the heavenlies, and also rulers, evil rulers of this world that come to naught. This word, this phrase, come to naught, is, I found out after I studied a little bit, the Lord brought me this scripture to mind. It is a Greek word, katargeo, katargeo. It's pronounced, it's spelled K-A-T-A-R-G-E-O. And it means, in this scripture right here, it's the line that is translated, that come to naught. It means come to nothing. It means to nullify and to make without effect, to bring to nothing. There are evil princes in this world, both seen and unseen, that are coming to nothing. I'm going to read you that same scripture, the Amplified, in the Amplified Version, 1 Corinthians 2:6. "When we are among the full-grown, spiritually mature Christians who are ripe in understanding, we do impart a higher wisdom, the knowledge of the divine plan previously hidden. But it is indeed not a wisdom of this present age, nor of this world, nor of the leaders and rulers of this world, who are being brought to nothing and are doomed to pass away." So the Lord showed me that in this movement, we are to pray, we are to speak, that it will be brought to nothing, that it is doomed to pass away. So after he gave me that scripture, then I got another one. And I started tracing too, you know, finding where this word is used in the Bible. So 1 Corinthians 1:26, King James. "For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And base things of the world and things which are despised has God chosen, and things which are not," and here's that word katargeo, "to bring to naught things that are." To bring to nothing things that are, the English Standard Version says. So this word says that things which are, powers that be, that seem so strong, they can be brought to nothing by the ones God has chosen. And I've always felt that I'm qualified. God has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and the weak things to confound the things that are mighty, and the base things, things which are despised, things which are not, to bring to naught, N-O-U-G-H-T, things that are. The English Standard Version says, "God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not," and here's that word, "to bring to nothing things that are." I doubt that many on this call are billionaires. I doubt it. I hope so. If you are, send in an offering. We could sure put it to the use of the Lord. But this man is a billionaire, a hedge fund billionaire, they say. And others have joined him with power they are trying to bring down the president. But it says here that we, which are not naturally billionaires, not naturally powerful, God has empowered us to bring to nothing things that are. And that word, K-A-T-A-R-G-E-O, katargeo, I'm guessing, is used again in, it's used 25 times in the letters of Paul. The King James Version of Romans 3:3 says, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their belief make the faith of God without effect? God forbid. Let God be true and every man a liar." This phrase here in the King James, "Shall their unbelief make the faith of God, katargeo, K-A-T-A-R-G-E-O, without effect?" So this word means to nullify and to make without effect. The Amplified gets that whole meaning in there. Romans 3:3, "What if some did not believe and were without faith? Does their lack of faith and their faithlessness nullify and make ineffective and void the faithless faithfulness of God and his fidelity to his word?" So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pray right now, and we're going to pray against this thing, not let it come to any effect. We're going to bring it to nothing, and we're going to nullify it and make it ineffective and void. Heavenly Father, how we do praise you in the name above all names. We do thank you and give you great glory and honor for our covenant rights that you have established through the Lord Jesus Christ and ratified with his blood. We thank you and praise you that our nation, that its documents, its founding documents, are covenants made with you and men making covenant together to live according to your word. We know that according to Acts, that you, dear Father, have established this country. You have established Canada. And Father, we thank you for it. We praise you for it. We know it's for your purpose. Dear Lord God, in the name above all names, we lifted our prayers to you. People across this nation prayed, and others around the world prayed. And Father, we have a president who wants and adheres to and gives favor to those who, according to the Bible, you want people to hear the truth, the right divine truth, and he has cleared the way for us, clearing more ways, being friendly to those who believe in God and those who would counsel him and listening. Father, in the name above every name, we're thankful. He's just a man. He doesn't do everything right. But Father, we lift him up. We lift up all of our leaders. But right now we are zeroing in on this that the enemy has planned to move for impeachment. And of course, I'm sure they have all other kinds of plans that we don't know about. So Father, in the name above every name, it is clear right here that those who are spiritually mature, even though they're naturally foolish or weak or base, you have empowered us to bring to naught, to bring to nothing, to nullify and make without effect those who would seem by the world's measure to be powerful. I don't know this man. I'm not against him. I would pray that he would come to know the knowledge of the truth. But until he does, dear Father, we do stand united to nullify, to bring to nothing these evil plans. And now, Father, we're going to move in authority, for it is written in Ephesians. And we're going to pray this prayer right now. We're going to pray this. It's going to have something to do with something else we pray about later. But right now we're praying that prayer in Ephesians. 1:17. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, Father of glory, give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Let the eyes of our heart, our understanding, be enlightened, that we might know what is the hope of his calling, what is the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of your dunamis to usward who believe, according to the working of that mighty power which you wrought in the Anointed One when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named. You put all things under his feet, and you gave him to be head over all to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him which filleth all in all. And we, who were dead, slain by our trespasses and sins, but you, God, who are rich in mercy, and in order to satisfy the great love wherewith you loved us, when you quickened him, you quickened us. When you raised him, you raised us. When you seated him, you seated us in him. When you raised the head, you raised the body. When you seated the head, you seated the body in him. And now, Father, all authority, power, might, dominion is under our feet. And so here we sit, representative of heaven and earth at the right hand of the Father, and looking down on you evil spirits who would move through this man, who would move through others that are in this move to impeach, that it would come to nothing, that it would come to naught. We bring it to zero. We nullify your, Satan and the kingdom of darkness, we nullify your plans. We nullify this. It will come to nothing. It will come to naught. For it is written in Corinthians 1:26-28, that we who are base and are despised, God has chosen, and we are bringing to naught those things that are, that petition that's been begun. We're bringing it to nothing. It is doomed to pass away. We are nullifying it. We are making it without effect in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, the name that is above every name. Now, using that same authority, and I heard states that are affected right here on the line. You people have habitational authority. Fox News this morning is advising of something that is called a bomb cyclone. And here, I'm just going to read to you what they say. A bomb cyclone is set to dump snow and ice Wednesday across parts of the East Coast that rarely see winter weather. The latest bombardment of a nasty storm that's bringing freezing temperatures to portions of the United States. The National Weather Service said, a mix of snow and freezing rain is expected to move across the East Coast from Florida. I think the governor of Florida has declared an emergency. To North Carolina before rapidly strengthening at sea. The Weather Service warned a so-called bomb cyclone will bring blizzard conditions across portions of eastern New England late Thursday. This winter storm is forecast to bring the potential for a mix of freezing rain, sleet, snow from portions of northern Florida to North Carolina and snowfall northward along portions of the mid-Atlantic into northern New England, the National Weather Service said. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, bombogenesis, or bomb cyclone, occurs when a mid-latitude cyclone rapidly intensifies, dropping at least 24 millibars over 24 hours. A millibar measures atmospheric pressure. This can happen when a cold air mass collides with a warm air mass, such as air over warm ocean waters. The formation of this rapidly strengthening weather system is a process called bombogenesis, which creates what is known as a bomb cyclone, NOAA said. So, the National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for all of southeast Georgia, Interstate 10 corridor in northeast Florida, and portions of the North and South Carolina coast. due to the possibility of ice and snow. The agency expected the snow to fall as far south as Tallahassee, Florida. So, okay, here we go. Many of you are on the line. You have habitational authority. We here in this part of the country, we have tornadoes that happen when warm air and cold air meet. And it seems that this is kind of the same thing maybe out at the on the ocean. I'm sure some of you know more about this than I do. But you have to speak to weather. The weather was perfect when God created the earth. But the system that's on the earth now, and it happens through natural things, you know, warm air, hot air colliding, but it makes storms, it makes conditions that are not conducive. I can assure you they don't have any bomb weather in heaven. And so we do know that it's God's will, that we have his will done on earth as it is in heaven. And so in the name above all names, Father, we have people right here on the line that are in the path of what would be evil weather, inclement weather. And Father, in the name above all names, we do pray for all those areas concerned. Father, in the name above all names, we pray for people, even without the greatness of the bomb effect. Cold, people that are out in the cold, Father, in the name above all names, we dispatch angels. Angels go and watch over people, get them to warm places. And Father, in the name above all names, show us how to stop and to bring to no effect or little effect or much less effect than what has been forecast. Father, in the name above all names, show those on this line who have habitational authority how to take authority in the air. And in the name above all names, we join them right now. And we do say to forces, evil forces that would try to put power in this, in the name above all names, we speak to that weather to dissipate. We speak to that storm to dissipate. Dissipate and become and surprise everyone and amaze everyone that it didn't happen, like some of the things of the hurricanes that were supposed to come in certain spaces, places, that didn't come. And in the name above all names, everybody who's on this line, you have the authority over yourself, your house, your town. In the name above all names, you come against, you don't have authority over the people, but you have authority over any evil forces that might be behind this. And so the princes, you might say, the princes of the power of the air, any princes of the power of the air, we come against you. Cease and desist in your maneuvers. And then the natural course of things, the natural course of things, without an evil prince behind it, we pray to God. In the name above all names, we pray to you concerning this and ask that this bad storm be stopped, that it stop in its tracks, that it be dissipated. In the name above all names, we ask for heaven's help. We ask for heaven's sources in this, in the name above all names. We thank you, Lord. And folks, Iran, I know that you've probably heard about the Iranian people. Even though Iran does not allow us and we have no way to see any really news reports on this, any the AP and whatever is not there with their cameras, but people are there with their cell phones. And so news has gotten out. This is now the sixth day of protests against the government. People are taking their lives into jeopardy to stand against that evil government in Iran. Now the government is having pro-government rallies, but we do know that they pay people to be in those. The United States is urging Iran to unblock social media, and we are calling for an emergency UN session. The Saudis and the Israelis are pinning their hopes on the Iranian protesters, and Reuters reports At least 21 people have been killed during the unrest, including two members of the security forces. The boldest challenge to Iran's established order in almost a decade had continued into Tuesday night with postings and video footage on social media showing riot police deployed in force in several cities. And so, Father, in the name above every name, let us lift our tongues now. Ilo brasando, we are praying for those ishtatokora makalatino, those people who were daring to stand up. Ile vratoshke ti di andoria makalakalitania. Ijede borosote de vrakalakadania nikohu brate. Ijende, 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 in the name above every name. Eastern, Eastern, Lord, we lift up the Eastern in the name above every name. We lift up the people there, Father. Ikora mahalatino no compre calacadania. And of course, Father, this is the enemy of Israel. Nishando coprata. We pray for a weakening of their power. You know, I have said for the long time, and Pat Robertson said it yesterday, I see nothing in the Word of God about any nuclear Holocaust in Israel or in that part of the world. In the Bible, it does talk about Iran being with Russia, but it doesn't show a nuclear devastation. And so whatever this is, a good way to pray about it is in the spirit, in tongues. I did hear from Ronnie regarding Migdal Arbel, and praise the Lord and thank God. You know, he had told me at one time, he had written us that the people of Migdal, we had to publish it in the paper for 15 days. And the people in Migdal, he said, are famous for kind of reading these things and then coming against them, and then it took a while, and then it's overturned. But we didn't have one protest, not one person came against it and objected. And so we're so thankful for that. We're just so very, very thankful. And thankful to you for praying. Now we have some steps. And the steps to take are have to do with permits. And he's saying that in order to get these permits, it could take as long as 6 to 8 months. Part of it having to do with our architectural people getting a working plan. And so in the name above all names, I'm not going to have it. I am not going to have it take 6 to 8 months. I'm simply not having it. And so I'm praying, and I'm asking you to pray with me right now, that this part, Ishondola Mahasi, this permit part, in the name above every name, any evil spirits in the heavenlies, I know I have authority over you. We have authority over you. And in the name above all names, you will have nothing to do with it. We render you powerless, you who would work down through people and come against us and delay this process, this permit process. And Father, in the name above all names, I'm asking you, I'm asking a heavenly delegation of angels to watch over that project, to move the papers to the top of the stack, to move anything out of the way and into the the path of our getting this quickly. We want it to amaze people. And Father, in the name above all names, we know you want us there. I thank you for that. I give you glory for that. And I'm counting on you to amaze Ronnie, to amaze all of our Israeli friends and people working with us, how fast this goes through. I give you glory and honor. I lift up the people that are working on this. I know to pray for Ethan Cerrone. I know to pray for Ronnie. And I want to pray for everybody else who has anything to do with this to be empowered by God, quickened by the Holy Spirit. In the name above all names, to have ideas that come from heaven. We know that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Oh, Father, in the name above all names, we praise you. And folks, Ronnie sent us a picture of the fence that he had put around the property. And in a way, I thought, oh, you know, it kind of blocks our view when we walk over there now. But in a way, it defines our borders. And he needed to do it because people were encroaching. Other people building around were encroaching upon our property with certain things. But in a way, it made me see, you know, we've got our borders there. We've got our boundaries there. And it shows that something is happening. And we're so thankful for that. I appreciate your prayers, your support. As we go into this new year, we're going to start on Inspiration TV. We'll be on there, I think it's the 15th of this month, that we're starting with our program, Prophetic Witness. So, and then I'm going to be in Grove, Oklahoma this Saturday night at Josh Redford's annual conference at the Grove Christian Center. So I'll be the speaker Saturday night. It actually starts Friday night. And I'll probably be there Friday night to just attend the meeting, but we'll be there speaking on Saturday night. This was a great meeting last year to start the year off. And we're just thankful for the blessings of God. I love you and appreciate you. And thank you for keeping before the Lord. Just keeping before the Lord. We're bringing the plans of the princes of this world to nothing. We're bringing them to naught. They are doomed to pass away. We are going to have leadership that allows us in this country to know God and to worship Him and men to come to the knowledge of the truth. That is the purpose of 1 Timothy 2:1. So thank you for being faithful. Shalom, shalom.